But what do you, so what do you want me, how do you want me to say it?
No.
No?
No.
But like, I can be a, well, so you want me to say like.
In an Australian accent, we need to hear the Australian accent.
Okay, hold on. Nah, baby, I think you need the shit slapped out of you.
I love it.
Okay, well, let me try again. Hold on. What's another one? Okay, so you know what's funny? I like the British when the American girls talk in their fake British accent. My best friend, she talks in an American fake accent.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. Her American accent in British. Okay, tell me something else. What do you guys want me to say? No, but not just no. You know,
yeah,
it's like
to be in like a full phrase. Yeah.
A dingo stole my baby. A dingo took my baby. I've been in Vegas, it's going to be a year in about a month.
I can tell because you said no.
I said no? You girls aren't used to hearing the word no?
No.
Take a shot for every time you say no.
You know what happened? Last week, these teenage girls that grew up on Harry Potter, they were like asking me to do Harry Potter phrases. And they were just cracking up so much. And I was like, I don't get what's up. So they're like, you know, Dumbledore, if you stole my fucking wand, you know, or stuff like that, you know. But I think you guys probably don't watch Harry Potter, though.
I actually love Harry Potter. Yeah.
So now listen, you girls, I am thinking about, well, I've been talking about it for a long, long time, but I actually got someone who's going to help me. I want to do a podcast on helping girls, because all you girls always seem to pick the worst fucking men to date. Like, just like none of you girls know like how to pick a guy to date.
What's your advice?
What's the problem?
That all you guys are fucking trash.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
No.
You were a good man.
Wait a second.
You're probably a nice guy.
Probably a good guy.
Well, I can't be a nice guy because nice guys finish last, and I don't like finishing last. Okay, well, let me tell you this. I lost a shitload of battles. I lost a shitload. Okay. Yes. So, like you girls name a number one problem that happened to you guys with who just broke up with their guy recently? Who's the most recent one? You're all married. Okay.
You're a dirtbag.
Okay. Who's the one closest to getting a divorce? Are you saying good guys finish last? Look, you want to divorce him. You see? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, just more, he just needs, we got married very young.
Right.
Well, I'll give some context. We just got married very young, and I think we just need time to explore the world on our own.
So you're looking for some strange then, aren't you?
Well, no, I don't, if he wanted to stay forever, I would let him stay forever.
You would let him if you wanted to. But so he, now do you guys have kids?
We do. Yeah, we have one.
How old? How old's yours?
He's 4. He's about to be 5.
Okay. But I don't want to guilt you, but you know, if you divorce now, that kid's going to grow up fucked up, right?
Probably.
You know, if you break up badly.
No, we would keep it very, we're very open and cordial.
And they're also very hands-on parents.
I think the most important thing is that you're best friends. And if you're best friends, then you can stay together.
Yeah.
But, and you can, you know, I picked up two couples just 2 months ago, best friends for 20 years, both of them, and husband and wife, and they swap.
What?
They swap. Yeah, so the wives sleep with each other, and the husbands sleep with each other's wives too. And they've been doing that for 20 years, and everyone's happy.
The key to success. See, monogamy wasn't realistic.
Yes.
Say that?
I think that's true.
If you're open and honest, there are problems happen when you don't communicate.
Mm-hmm. But what happens when you don't like to share?
Well, if you say you don't like to share, then you be honest. Then you be honest. Because like for me, the love of my life is if she said to me, hey, Adam, I don't want you being with any other woman, and I want to be the only woman, and you'll be my only man, then I'll say yes, because your happiness is what's most important to me more than anything. And I've lived a full life. You know, I lived a full life. I'm 55, but I've been all around the world and I dated a million girls. And I know at the end of the day, sex is sex, but love is love, you know? And sex is only temporary, and you know, what do you call it? You can live with your best friend forever.
That's true.
You know, and so if, you know, if he's your best friend, maybe I should talk about it. But it works different for different people.
Yeah.
Like some people, like there's some women, they have three or four guys and they tell all the guys and they say, listen, I'm in a relationship with this guy, and this guy. If you want to be another branch of the relationship, you it's cool, but I'm not a monogamous woman. Other women, other men tell the women, I think they call them polyamorous relationships.
Yeah.
And another men tell women, listen, I live with two girls, and then my love, if you want to be the third, but as long as everyone knows what's going on.
Yep, that's a big thing.
But then if you're like your friend in the middle, your friend in the middle says, listen, I'm all for you guys all being happy, but I want a one-on-one.
Yep.
Then she has to find
you, somebody who wants one-on-one.
Now, is your man a one-on-one man for sure? Or
I would hope he is. I would hope so.
Yeah?
I got to ask one of us that question.
Well, you think you would never have to ask it, huh?
I think that's what you want conversations.
I'll tell you something really awkward. I dated a woman for a year, and I met her at a club at a restaurant in L.A. A month later, she called me, and we spent nearly every single day and night together for a year. And then after a year, I was like, it was a Friday, I remember. And I called her up and I said, hey, what do you want to do tonight? And she's like, oh, I can't, I'm going on a date. I'm like, are you going out with your friends? And she's like, no, I'm going on a date. I'm like, shut up, stop fucking with me. Yeah. And she goes, no, I'm going on a date. I said, you're dating? And she goes, Adam, I've been dating other men all this time. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. I said, we've been going out for a year. At very least, we see each other 5 or 6 days a week. And I said, how is it you've been dating? I said, all I do is work, eat, sleep, and see you. And she says, well, I have been dating other people. I said, and I go, and you know what she said to me? She said, you never asked me to be exclusive.
Oh, then there's that part.
And then I was like, well, after when you see someone 24/7 for a year, you assume. And she's like, yeah, well, whose fault's that?
She wanted you to literally ask her to be her girlfriend.
Yeah, she's like, just tell me now.
And then I said, well, how about this? I don't want you dating other people. And she's like, well, I'm sorry. You haven't, I don't see myself being with you forever. So I'm going to date other people. So sometimes it's good to have the conversation. Okay, girls. Hold on. I got to get up for the club. Okay. All right. Remember, no matter how good looking the guy is, if he wants some action, he's got to earn it. He's got to earn it. He's got to take care of you. All right, girls. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, make sure you got everything in the back seat.